"Nothing happens," said Perdita through Agnes. Andre set off across the stage. Agnes trailed after him. A couple of dancers were kneeling down next to Christine. "It'd be terrible if anything happened to her," said Andre. "Oh, yes. Everyone says she's showing such promise." Walter stepped up beside him.
"Yes, we should get her somewhere," he said.
His voice was clipped and precise. Agnes felt the bottom start to drop out of her world.
"Yes, but you know it was me doing the singing."
"Oh, yes, yes, of course," said Andre, awkwardly. "But, well, this is opera, you know." Walter took her hand.
"But it was me you taught," she said desperately.
"Then you were very good," said Walter. "I suspect she will never be quite that good, even with many months of my tuition. But, Perdita, have you ever heard of the words star quality?"
"Is it the same as talent?" snapped Agnes.
"It is rarer."
She stared at him. His face, however it was controlled now, was quite handsome in the glare of the footlights. She pulled her hand free.
"I liked you better when you were Walter Plinge," she said.
Agnes turned away and felt Granny Weatherwax's gaze on her. She was sure it was a mocking gaze.
We ought to get Christine into Mr. Bucket's office," Andre said.
This seemed to break some sort of spell.
Yes, indeed," said Bucket. "And we can't leave Mr. Salzella corpsing on the stage either. You two, you'd better take him backstage. The rest of you, well, it was nearly over anyway. That's it. The opera is over."
"Walter Plinge?"
Nanny Ogg entered, supporting Mrs. Plinge. Walter's mother fixed him with a beady gaze.
"Have you been a bad boy?"
Mr. Bucket walked over to her and patted her hand.
"I think you'd better come along to my office too," he said.
He handed the sheaf of music to Andre, who opened it at random. Andre gave it a glance and then stared.
"Hey, this is good," he said.
"Is it?"
Andre looked at another page.
"Good heavens!
What?
What?"
said Bucket. "I've just never... I mean, even I can see..."
Tum-ti-tum-tum-tum.
"Yes. Mr. Bucket, do you know this isn't opera? There's music and yes, dancing and singing all right, but it's not opera. Not opera at all. A long way from opera."
How far?
"You don't mean," Bucket hesitated, savouring the idea, "you don't mean that it's just possible that you put music in and you get money out?" Andre hummed a few bars.
"This could very well be the case, Mr. Bucket."
Bucket beamed. He put one arm around Andre and the other around Walter.
"Good," he said. "This calls for a very large, for a medium-sized drink."
One by one, or in groups, the singers and dancers left the stage, and the witches and Agnes were left alone.
"Is that it?" said Agnes.
"Not quite yet," said Granny.
Someone staggered onto the stage. A kindly hand had bandaged Enrico Basilica's head, and presumably another kindly hand had given him the plate of spaghetti he was holding. Mild concussion still seemed to have him in its grip. He blinked at the witches and then spoke like a man who'd lost his hold on immediate events and so was clinging hard to more ancient considerations.
"Someone give me some spaghetti," he said.
"That's nice," said Nanny.
"Getty is fine for him slikes it, but not me." "Yes."
He turned and peered muzzily at the darkness of the audience.
"You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do now? I'm saying goodbye to Enrico Basilica. Oh, yes. He's chewed his last tentacle. I'm going to go right out now and have 8 pints of Turbot's Really Odd. Yes, and probably a sausage in a bun. And then I'm going to go down to the music hall to hear Nellie Stamp sing A Winkle's No Use If You Don't Have a Pin. And if I sing again here, it's going to be under the proud old name of Henry Slug. Do you hear?"
There was a shriek from somewhere in the audience.
"Henry Slug?"
Yes?
"I thought it was you. You've grown a beard and stuffed a haystack down your trousers, but I thought under that little mask, that's my Henry, that was."
Henry Slug shaded his eyes from the footlight's glare.
"Angeline?"
"Oh, no," said Agnes wearily. "This sort of thing does not happen."
"Happens in the theatre all the time," said Nanny Ogg.
"It certainly does," said Granny. "It's only a mercy he doesn't have a long-lost twin brother."
There was the sound of much scuffling in the